This is the Fitness Bootcamp Inner Circle Podcast with Georgette Pan and Jesse Stoddard.
Okay, here we are. And, geez, this is great. I got Georgette with me. How you doing, Georgette?
We are doing great.
Excellent. This is episode 67 for us, and it's been a long while since we did an episode, so it's nice to be back. It's a couple months now, but we finally made it and got our schedule synced up. And so why don't we start this way, Georgette? What is new with you? What do you've got going on? And let's give our listeners some updates.
Okay, I've been really publishing, getting into the publishing aspect that has taken off. I have a few new things, one in the works, one finished, and one we just one I just promoted, which was a huge hit with boot camps, trainers. So I mentioned that one in particular because this is a boot camp podcast. The boot camp periodization system, which is the year done for you programs. So there was four 12-week programs involved in. I was pleasantly surprised, to tell you the truth, because we've been yapping about this for over 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, so not that product. I mean, the concept of boot camp workouts and how they're steadily going, you know, amok. I mean, like the word. So, you know, I was really, really shocked. It was the best launch I've had ever in the past 5 years or more.
Wow.
Yeah, it did really well. And there wasn't even like a lot of affiliates or anything kind of thing like that. There was a lot of people that it really attracted, above average, higher level trainer, for the most part, from my observation. That's just an observation. But it was good to see that, you know, I'm not the only one who thinks, you know, there should be some programming aspect in this overload on variety is taken to the extreme.
Wow. So what do you think made it so popular, you know, compared to other things you might have launched in the past?
Well, I think, one, it was a complete system, and they had a year of four different programs. So they could conceivably have endless opportunities to, you know, tweak on that and go beyond the year. So something was done for them that they could have used one of those programs, two, three, or all four.
Mm.
They could have done that for their own purposes, use it in helping themselves program not only that year, could be done for you, can hand it to trainers and let them do it, but you can also tweak it and go further. Or you can use it as an extra revenue stream. And there's also the, now this is a different subject, different angle, but it was also the fact that there was programming involved. So different levels could be in this class without a problem. There was some sort of fear, not some sort, there is periodization. So there wasn't, you know, variety gone wild and, you know, no rhyme or reason, wing it, copy it off Facebook type of workout where it's nothing but a game or just doing something different every day. I don't know who's teaching that, but whoever's teaching that should be shot.
Right.
Really?
Right.
I mean, who teaches that? But you don't treat the boot camp trainer, boot camp client, that much different than you would teach than you would your regular client.
Right, right.
Yeah, I mean, like, you're not going to be that far off the mark. I mean, where you might not throw in a game at the end for your one-on-one client, okay, I could see not doing that. But are you not doing, you know, why is variety I use the word loosely, such a big factor in a group? When did boot camp workouts equal games or, you know, variety every day? It doesn't happen to that extent. There's been several articles written on that lately. T-Nation, Tony Gentlecore, I'm not sure how to pronounce his name. I pronounce it my way. But there's Mike Robertson. There's just big trainers in this industry that are just, you know, hitting on that. And lately, as a matter of fact, that, you know, the idea of variety is take it to the extreme.
Yeah, geez.
You know? No. Variety doesn't mean that in a training program. Doesn't mean do something every day different that has no, you know, build upon the day before, the week before. So if you find that boring, then I guess you find your job boring because, you know, really.
Exactly, yeah. Just for anybody listening who might not know, when you say you're getting into publishing, what do you mean? Just to clarify for anybody who's listening in, maybe for the first time, too.
So their products, I'm not that involved. Like this one was a boot camp product, so I was involved, very involved. And I am involved a little bit, but not as much as this one. What it is I am publishing other fit pros who have products geared towards trainers.
Great, okay.
Done for you type of stuff. And that way it makes their, you know, the trainer's life easier, but the person being published also gets an added, once their work is done as far as the product is concerned, they have something they want to put out. Their work is more or less done, and it's a revenue stream, you know, for them. Because
got it. Okay.
Work. It's on me to pay to get it published and out there, and it's on me to market it. So,
got
work,
it.
In that sense, it's kind of done. So.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
So,
I wanted to bring this up. If we've got trainers who listen to us that might have an idea for a product. If it's a good, you know, a good idea and they're willing to put the work in to make it, would you want them to contact you maybe to publish their work or help them get on the internet? Is that what you could do?
We could do that. I can't promise it would be well, in fact, it's going to take a little time and I do have a few clients in the pipeline here, but fine because, you know, it does take time. Get the idea, we get on the phone, we hammer it out, and, you know, it takes time to put everything together and outline a product, and so that's built in anyway, so it's not something that will be done in a week, but...
Right.
So that in that case, yes, they could contact me, because you know, some people work faster than others, some people already have stuff, it just needs to be tweaked. You know, programs. And the next one would be Sarah Ripple. We should probably have her on the podcast.
Wow, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Fred Zoller, who I believe we had on over a year ago, maybe.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I think he was on, though, right? Am I right about that?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
We should have him back on, too, because we're working on a pretty cool product. You know?
That's a great idea. And, you know, everybody's talking about going online now, so I think this is perfect timing that you're getting to become an expert in this because, you know, everybody's talking about it, but there's a lot of goofy stuff out there I've seen. So I think it's really smart for us to start talking about that more. All the trainers now want to go online. Everybody just wants to go online, and they don't know what they're doing. So
one caveat with this is that it is geared towards trainers. The products themselves, but the other side of that coin is that these programs can be used. For instance, the bootcamp periodization program that we just put out, that's something that can be used for the trainer who purchases it for their online or offline clients.
Right, right.
Take the next product to come out. It's called Build and Burn. It's a 16-week group training program, you know, but it also can be done online. What would stop it from being done online? Nothing, right?
Right.
I mean, it might take some tweaking on your part, no different than any other online training as opposed to, you know, one-on-one on offline stuff. So that's a plus for the person actually being published, putting it together, because other trainers would be using it, you know, and they can use it online or offline. That would be probably a better, you know, fit, since the stuff is done for you anyway, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's kind of where we're going. It's picking up speed, and like I said, I just got off the phone this morning with Pat, and all of a sudden he was mentioning me on a live, you know, Facebook Live video, and I didn't even know it. So, because he didn't say, I'm about to hang up the phone and go on a Facebook Live. So I posted it in our Inner Circle group for the our paid clients. So
that's great.
And I shared it over there.
Let me ask you this, too, and I have another question for you. So that's kind of the stuff that you're up to right now. What would be a few key things that you want trainers to know about? Maybe it's about your stuff that you're doing, or maybe it's just about general things going on in the industry. What would be, if you had to list maybe one or two or maybe three, you know, what would be some keys that you want everybody to know about? I was thinking about that, and I thought, oh, I want to know, too. So any trainer that's out there, what would they...
In regards to anything, I mean, that's pretty broad. So,
sure. Well, things that jump out at you right now that are current, or things that you're working on that you really want everybody to know about, you know, anything that's a big deal or a resource or something that's going on that people need to know about, kind of like a news channel idea here.
Kind of like a news channel. Well, I really am going towards programming more. Because I feel like that's something we've gotten away from. And in particular, in boot camp style workouts, and in particular, in group. Now, if you say, you know, small group, suddenly there's an aspect of programming involved. Or one-on-one, you don't even question that, right?
Right.
Put a program together. So I'm starting to focus that way more so. Hence the boot camp periodization program product. I'm also noticing that is a trend. That is something that a lot of people are talking about. You know, as far as in different ways, but all saying the same thing, basically. And we started the podcast on that same subject, that randomization of workouts is really not teaching the client what you're supposed to be teaching them, which is how to move correctly, right? And, you know, obviously that's why there are programs. So you're teaching them more than just how to, you know, build muscle, loose fat. You're also teaching them proper movement.
Right.
So that's one of the things. And, you know, that's been, I've been seeing that more and more, actually, in the industry from big names, posting in one way or another about, you know, the biggest lies in the fitness industry on T-Nation. Some of the things were about diet, and one of them in particular was about you must have variety, like, you know, too much the overemphasis on it, you know, taking it to the negative extreme, right?
So right.
And the things. And, you know, I'm probably going to have an article coming very, very soon that has something to do with that, because I also discussed that with I'm finding like lower, I don't mean to say lower level trainers, but not experienced trainers, let me put it that way, that really don't get it. If it's not exciting, whatever that means, you know, something is doesn't look exciting on paper, or that looks boring, really doesn't make any sense as far as workouts or programming goes. What does that actually mean? It doesn't look exciting.
Right.
I really don't kind of grasp that. So
that's a good point.
Yeah, really. What does that mean? It doesn't look, that's boring. That doesn't look exciting. Well, what are we supposed to be doing? Hanging some clients from ropes and swinging them, or?
That's so funny, Georgette. That's so true, too. What do they expect?
But what is that actually proving or doing for the client? You know,
right.
I don't know what that means. You know, that's exciting. There's, you're doing the same exercise a couple times this week. Ooh, when did that become a crime? Actually, when did that actually become not what you're supposed to do? If you're going, like, I've never done a program, and I've worked out in bodybuilding for years, that I never even looked at something like that and go, oh, this looks boring. I never even thought that way. But, you know, all of a sudden, that's become a catch thing. That's not exciting. That looks boring. What are you talking about? I've never done a program where I did something different every day. Never.
Right, right. Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, we all started out doing routines, you know.
Uh-huh.
That usually there was quite a bit of repetition, actually. Fundamentals over and over and over again. So that's a good point.
Right. You need to put the fundamentals in there, and you need to keep the fundamentals in there. And there's no one in this industry, no big name in this industry. And they don't give big names because, you know, people mention them three or four times. They've been in this industry for decades, and people look up to them because of their expertise. So when you talk,
right.
when you mention Dan John, or you mention Mike Robertson, or you mention Tony, you know, you mention all these big names. It's not because, you know, suddenly people started Googling them. They're big names for a reason.
Right,
you know,
right.
Look up to them. So the fundamentals are missing a lot of times. And you'll find that as you go into groups deeper, the one-on-one, they're not missing so much, right? Small group training, not really. Then we get into bigger group training, they're gone. All of a sudden, they disappeared. And then you get into boot camps, and they're not even anywhere near the facility. There's no fundamentals anywhere. You know, they're doing this one day, and the next day they're doing that, and the next day they're doing this, and then the next day they're playing a game. And then all of a sudden, we went from, you know, A to Z, right?
Right, 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 right.
So the fundamentals have been, I've been seeing that a lot. So, and it's also been bugging me. So,
right.
That's,
yeah.
I don't know if that's serendipity, when something's bothering you and all of a sudden you see it everywhere, right?
Right.
So, it's been catching my eye.
That makes a lot of sense. That's
right.
Great. Well, any last things? I actually have a quick update here before we wrap it up. Just a small thing I wanted to contribute, and it only take me a second to explain it. It's a technology update. It's for anybody who a long time ago we had some podcasts about software, and we talked about John's product, the Bootcamp Office. We talked about you know, several other types of software for use in membership planning and checking in your clients and billing and all that stuff. Well, one of the
really
ones.
It. We never really had an out-of-the-park home run.
No, absolutely we didn't. And one of the ones we talked about was AmStats. Remember that one?
Yeah, I did.
We had mixed feelings about it. You had not as good of experience. I had an okay experience. But I just want to give you an update because I've actually had used that and kept testing it since that time. So a couple years now, actually. And I just want to give an update to anyone looking for an inexpensive solution for personal training, scheduling, billing, and programming for your clients. I still think it's subpar. But what happened happened was, though, is the owners, and this was a while back, Georgette, so probably you didn't know this, but they sold the company to somebody else.
I kind of had a thing because I didn't hear from anybody, and, I kind of thought, well, here we go again, another failed software.
Right. Well, actually, they sold it, and the people that bought it, they had a huge amount of work on their hands because the guys that sold it had some issues. There was some problems with the software fundamentally, and the new owners really have worked hard to upgrade it. It offers a really pretty decent nutrition program now, and as well as programming, and the scheduling works okay. I would say that if you're a personal trainer and you're doing primarily one-on-one, that it's a fantastic option because not too many months ago they offered a free version.
Right.
So it was always paid, and then you had to upgrade and pay even more, and it was kind of frustrating. But they offered a free version now, which allows you to schedule and bill your clients for free. So if you're a one-on-one trainer, you do a lot of sessions back-to-back, half hour, 45, 1 hour, whatever, private training, I think it's actually really good for that. And the free option is good enough. You're going to pay a little bit more on the merchant processing, and then you get a discount if you're paying them the monthly fee. But it may not be worth, that monthly fee, depending on how many transactions you do. And then their nutrition upgrade is a little bit more money. But that's something to look at, along with their, in relatively inexpensive monthly version where you're getting the workouts, so you can actually assign your clients workouts. What's cool about it, though, is it doesn't conflict with, things like what you were talking about, your programs, Georgette.
Right.
Somebody could buy your program and be using this software and actually plug in your boot camp program into the system. Because it's not like it's saying, here's the workout. It says, here's the ability to give your client a workout with pictures and video and explanation. So you could actually take that and plug it in there and give it to a client to do as homework, if you're not able to train them, or if you are going to potentially want, or if they're going to be gone on business travel and you don't want them to miss their workouts, you could put them in there for that person, and they can use the app to hey, what's my workout today? And it'll just spit it out or print it out or show them videos and pictures in the program. So it might be a useful tool. I like the free version myself, just because I have a really small, program currently that I run myself. But if you're doing large, I will say one thing. If you're doing really large group training like boot camps and you've got like 30 or 40 clients, the system isn't really made for that. You can do it. You can make it work. It's fine. But it's a little bit of a hassle checking people in if you have a very large program.
Right.
So I would warn against, I would make sure you shop around. But if you have a 40-person boot camp or 30 people, you probably have the money to get a more advanced software anyway. But if you're like running a 5 to 10-person boot camp, or up to 15, I would say that the software is better now. And they've worked out a lot of the kinks. There's a few kinks left that really drive me nuts, but some, I've heard many other people say that they don't notice those things because of the way they use it. It just depends on how you're using it. If you're following our system in the Bootcamp Enterprise course, I would say that it's pretty decent. But for the price, I would still say that I would rank it high just because the next step up is really expensive to go to some other software platforms. I mean, they're charging arm and a leg, and a lot of trainers I find are not able to afford it or just don't want to pay the extra money. So this might be a good low-cost solution, that has most things that people need. So that was my little update for today.
Yeah, and we could put that link to it. If you'd send that, I could put it in under the podcast.
Oh, great, like the show notes. That's perfect, yeah.
Yeah. So, because I think that, even the free version might help some people, even to test it out and see if it fits,
Absolutely, yeah.
So that way, at least take a look at it, right? Because everybody's always looking for a solution that fits them, and everybody's trying to be a one-size-fits-all, and it doesn't always work that way.
Exactly.
It might not work, like you said, for boot camp trainers, but you might find the other aspects of it that would work for you. So if you send me the link to that, I'll put it in under the
Perfect.
Blog as well when I post.
Perfect,
and,
will do.
Yeah, So I'll look forward to getting the recording, and then we could pop it up on our blogs and in our Inner Circle paid Facebook group and wherever else we'd like to put it.
Cool.
But we'll continue with the podcast now. Maybe we'll get on a regular schedule. I'll get see if I could get a guest. I don't, and we'll work out a time.
Oh, perfect.
Maybe,
okay, great.
Sarah Ripple being next.
That sounds good. Yeah. All right, Georgette, thank you. And this has been a good episode. I'm glad we're back on the horse now. So.
Okay, Jeff. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay.